I didn't know whether to suck down the Starbucks you got me or have hot coffee. Suck down some cold iced coffee for some, get ready for some hot coffee. So, can I talk to you? I need to talk. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to talk. I don't know if, what you think on the subject matter. Because we didn't talk about it. You didn't talk about my friend, like, trying to commit suicide. Why is that? I'm not sure I like that pause either. In story form.
You know, Tim, when I see people like that, and don't know them, and knowing what I know about mental illness, and seeing it firsthand in my own family, to get to that extent where you're put, I mean, that is so new to me, to put it up on a visual where someone can see that, and not just to see where you, yeah, okay, this is what I did, but here's my face along with it. I have a really hard time with that.
What do you mean?
Because I have a hard time with that, that you're in that dark of a place, but you still can put that out there for people to see. I mean, you want help, but to what extent? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I saw it firsthand, Tim, in my family with my mother and her, you know. My mother had electric shock treatment because her depression was so bad. You know?
Was that in the 70s or 80s? What was that? Did that stuff ever do anything for anyone? Did it do anything for her? When you think of shock treatment, you think of like American Horror Story where they shave your head.
You shave your head, yeah. I mean, my, you know, too, when my mother came back from Indonesia and I stayed there and she came back with my dad, I see pictures of her at my grandmother's. And, you know, my mother was, she was a shell of a person, so, you know, I don't know.
I forget, how old were you then?
14.
And who'd they leave you with?
Myself.
And where were your brother and sister?
Gail was there with me, and my brother was at school in Singapore.
What a life. We're going to talk about that one day.
You know, that's the part, you know, when you say defiance, and they talked about that today. I'm like, Tim, I didn't know any other way to be. I had to grow up.
Do you feel that made you a stronger person?
Oh, hell yes.
Or more fucked up?
Both.
Well, I mean, it's like in the time that we grew up, you know, rape, incest, alcoholism, adultery,
mental illness. Yeah.
You know, there wasn't a public face to
there
it.
There was none
now
of that.
Now it's, you know, the TV movie of the week, and now which star is this and which one is that. And
oh, you haven't done that yet? And yeah, I mean, it's kind of like if you haven't, you're out of the norm.
Mark Maron does the podcast. He's one of the most popular or successful podcasts out there, called What the Fuck? What the F? WTF? And he actually had the president on his podcast.
Did he really?
It was like 2 to 4 million downloads.
Wow.
And he said out publicly, he's like, 25 years or something years of sobriety, and look at my success when you get out of your way, get out of your head. And then Rob Lowe tweeted the other day, a few weeks ago, that he was celebrating like his 25th year of sobriety.
Yeah.
And then, but when we're growing up, that was like talking out of home. You don't talk about stuff at home. You don't tell people, mm-hmm. You know, what were you saying about the, where was it we were talking about keeping the face, you know?
The mask?
No, so who was saying that? It was about the girl, you have to keep a pretty face, and you have
Show the mean. And, little girls, that was the norm when I was raised. You were always happy and smiling, and everything was okay. It was always fine. Why wouldn't it be any different?
I think that fucks people up. But now, even you, it's like you just went from a third generation iPhone to iPhone 6 Fat, and you don't even have a Twitter, you don't have a Facebook, and nowadays, it's nothing for people to puke their life out.
That's not me, though, Tim. I mean, look what happened when I did. To the mean girls. That isn't safe to me. I don't want people knowing that much about me.
But I know. But yeah, what can they do with the knowledge? They can only have power what you give them, right?
Yeah, but what if I give them what if I give them what I have? And then they turn it against me.
Well, and do what? And do what? What can they do?
I guess it's more for me, Tim, looking at the sharing part of it, and if I give you my heart, and I tell you really what happened and what's going on, and then you turn around and you think you can go share that with somebody, that's not friendship.
Is that the worst that's ever happened to you?
What do you mean?
Has it happened before?
No, because I never shared that shit with anybody
before. Well, exactly my point. To me, I'm like, going, girl, get out there. Your heart ain't been broke. You just ain't been out there enough.
Is that the way it's supposed to be?
Well, not in the perfect world. You know, it's like we do things now, I think, to fill our soul hole. And, you know, if, like me, I'll talk about me. I think I had such a broken heart, didn't know where to go or how to fix it. And now I feel like I'm doing things to mend it. I'm willing to put myself out there. You know, if I can't be myself and I'm too busy trying to be what everybody else wants of me, then I lose who I am. And what do I get at the end of the day? If I can't be true to myself and be true to me, then that's just nothing but a whole bunch of fucked upness.
You know, today I felt like I was out there. Maybe not sharing, but I felt like I was out in the real world looking for a job, being present. Looking good, having an agenda.
I'm looking good if I do say so myself.
So, little by little. Yeah, and I've had Tina tell me that too. She goes, Bonnie, I had to kiss a lot of frogs before I found this guy that I have. And I thought, well, is that what putting yourself out there means? I don't know.
Yeah, I kissed a lot of frogs and I still don't. I got a lot of toads, a lot of jackals, a lot of... sloths.
Somebody said that at the book club the other day.
Hey,
and? And I'd be going after, tall, dark, Mr. Tall, Dark, and Dangerous. And I'm like, that kind of sounds like what Bonnie would like, And why is that? I don't know. Why am I drawn to those? Tim, I don't know. I haven't been out there because what's the saying? The uninformed don't know. I don't know whatever it means.
But.
Because I know Mr. Wright is not going to come knocking at my door.
Neither is the perfect job. Neither is the perfect body. Neither are the best friends. Neither is a nice day.
No, I have to go out and make it.
There you go. You choose.
And I do.
You choose.
Mm-hmm. And I think I've been doing a pretty good job.
I think that's what's good. It's like, I choose not to wallow. I choose to go out. Because before, I just wouldn't do stuff because the act of doing it, by me knowing I'm doing something to distract myself, still bores me. I'm just changing geography. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go to Chicago because that's just something I'm not going to enjoy it just because... I know I'm doing it just to get me out of the house. And then look at all the restaurants and look at all the stuff that we've been doing. that, you know, it's out in our own backyard.
Those bad movies that we went and
saw. Oh, God, they're just horrible.
How'd you like the reference of the book club this morning?
Oh, my God.
And then you had to bring it up again.
I know. I'm like, fuck. No, that's kind of funny. Because I think I'm going to get everyone just going, fuck. I mean, at least he got to see the Minions. But you know what? When you do something for others and you go see a movie that you don't want to see but the other person does, you know, I can do a billion things I want. I can bully my way through life. I do it all day long. That's what work is so exhausting to me. That's why when I come home, I'm just mentally tired because friggin' nobody can think for themselves. And I promise you, in dating, I'm afraid to even begin thinking about dating, let alone being friends, because you, my friend, are exhausting. I see. I, letter I, letter C, equals I C. S-E-E-I-C.
But that...
Not lowercase.
But for me, I do have to interpret that. That did not look like an I.
Were you grading like my paper, school marm?
Yes,
it was a text. Okay? Get with the 21st century.
I'll tell you, it comes back for my proofreading.
That's fine. But still, it's more fun. It's fun, though, when you trudging the road of happy destiny and you choose. You know, it's like my days off are so fast and going so fast nowadays. You know, it's just like, dang. I just had a weekend off and it's over already. And,
well, no, you got to.
Well, because I'm so busy doing stuff that I don't, you know, before I would just sit at home and do nothing. You know, now I just need to get my gym back into it. But, you know, and it's interesting because going back to what I was asking, my bigger question is why didn't we talk about it? You were so wrecked when your neighbor's friend died. When I told you, or son, or whatever, and then when I told you about my friend committing suicide, it was like, okay. There was like no mention. It was a blip. I didn't choose to get, well, I had two family members successfully kill themselves.
Damn.
So when I see people, I get mad. I get angry. One person did the 40-minute video log, screaming and yelling and just, I'm sorry, puking on the social medias. And person clearly sick, masking it with drugs and alcohol. And, but when you see somebody that's crying and there's no tears coming out, I'm just like, come on. You know, if you're really hurting, I find it hard to support people that do it so everyone can see. Those people that are really hurting do it in the dark, do it in silence.
And they just go.
And they go. Yes. Yes. And how many times do you need to do this in front of everybody before everyone stops caring and starts getting mad? Like, you're going to ruin my day with this today? You know? I reported it to Facebook. It's still up there. You know, it's like, and then, you know, people that get mad battle those people that want to give them support and give them the kind of support that keeps them sick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and just because you're a family member that wants to love and take care of them, that's not the help they need. If you're going to do that in public and just make a big cross-country spectacle of it and you don't have care and concern about the lives, if you're doing it for the third time, at what point do you get mad and angry mm-hmm. at this person? I mean, it's like it's their, what was the word I was using yesterday? It's his crisis. It's not my crisis.
Right.
And I can't make it my crisis. No offense. It's kind of what you did with your neighbor's son.
Mm-hmm.
You made it your crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it for any other reason than us just discussing it. Because how do you go from showing concern and care to take it, and I'm talking about you, I'm talking about the general you, to making it your crisis, or showing concern and care, or just be like, all right, do it. That's what you want to do, do it.
I guess with that, with the neighbor, hers was a murder.
Well, it's, you know, crisis is a crisis is. By whoever's hand.
You know, and I guess, I don't know. You know, I, like I said, Tim, that social media thing is so far beyond me that, you know, I also had another family member that attempted suicide, you know, half-assed, but, you know, his was another feeble attempt of, my life is so fucked up, and, you know, I say I'm sober, but, you know, I'm not, and everybody come to the hospital and rally around me, and let's see what more we can do to help this person out one more time.
Did you ever do that?
Did I? Oh, hell no. I went the other way. I don't want anybody. No.
No. I one time had a lover, my first lover, Rich, and he took an overdose of Tylenol. Mm. I don't know what an overdose of Tylenol can do. Mm. I just remember that they fed him tar.
Oh, yeah.
And I even remember somehow doing his laundry afterwards, and I know it sounds gross, but he had a stain in his untidy whiteies.
Oh, I bet he did
with
that tar. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, from that tar. Mm-hmm.
And I just remember going into the room, because I guess when you do it, and I don't know about this other person, I just don't remember this person, them keeping him, you know, the first, second time for any great length of time. But I remember going in and seeing him to visit him when they first finally let me after a week or something. And he's at a table, almost like at a little kid's table, in a medical gown tight on the back, and he was sandpapering a piece of wood. Yeah. And he's just looking at me, just, and I was just mad, because I'm like, you're going to do it. Fucking do it. Let me get you the knife, the gun, the pills. Because my two family members that did it, they weren't playing, and they were very successful. Mm-hmm. And it makes me sad, mad, and angry. And I just looked at the person, and I was mad. I was angry. I'm like, I don't have any pity for you. You know, Tylenol, really? You're going to put me, your family, through all of this? To make a point, make a statement.
And that's the thing, Tim, then what is the statement?
You know, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
When it's all said and done, and you're still on the other end, and God's saying, no, you're not coming yet, then what do you do with your life? You know, do you just stay there and wallow? Or do you say, okay, I am going to do what we said is acceptance of, I'm fucked up and I need help, and I am going to grab the brass ring, or am I just going to, well, okay, you know, I got everybody's attention for a little bit, and that's what I want, some attention, but I'm not going to change.
How many people don't get that message?
I think there's a whole hell of a lot of them walking around that don't get that message.
So who's right? Who's right? The angry person that says, go ahead, do it. If you want to do it, do it. Person that says...
That's a whole other philosophy tape. I mean, hell, I don't know. I mean, the religion I grew up in with said that's a cardinal sin. You don't commit suicide. I mean, I don't know.
So funny that the other day I saw on Facebook or somewhere, a bumper sticker or something. It was like, huh, funny. You know? All you religious people, nut jobs, are so anti-gay, gay sin, this. But you know what? It didn't make the top 10. No. Adultery made the top 10. Top 10, yeah. Murder made the top 10.
Yeah, it did.
Homosexuality, not close.
Not close, no. No. And you know, that's just somebody's interpretation. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like I say, the social media and suicide and stuff like that, Tim, is so far beyond me. That is just, I I could never imagine putting anything like that out there for other people to see. And then to have my family members have access to that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I would hate to be a parent.
Mm.
Like, all kinds of fucked upness. It would do to your children.
Oh, yeah, it would. Well, even with my own mother, Tim, like I say, I have to guard against that. It's always in the back of my mind. You know? My mother was one sick woman. And I don't mean sick, I mean mentally ill. Mentally ill. You know, she stayed in a relationship that was not good for a lot of years. Gee, wonder where I got it.
Do you think medication helped her?
No. Maybe later. No, I remember when she came. No, that was the night she went to the hospital. Man, she was so fucked up on whatever medication she was taking. We were sitting at the dinner table, and oh my God, she was slurring her words. And
was it your mother? Who tells the story about the person that came to dinner and left the car on?
That was me. It was my mother. That was when we lived up here.
But you were pissed. You, every time you tell that story, you're like angry. Why was that so angry to you?
It was Thanksgiving weekend, and I had had off. I remember I didn't think we didn't even have kids then. And my cousin Charlie was here. I remember that. And she'd come in, and she was drunk. And then when she left, I must have walked out with her and found out her car was running the whole time she was there. I don't know, she was there for 45 minutes or an hour, and I don't know, I must have said something, and she said something, and I said something back to her, because I know when the next day when I talked to her, she was pissed.
Was it pissed because she exaggerated what she remembered? Or didn't know what she remembered?
She was pissed that, you know, when I told her, I'm sure I said, I don't even remember what I said, Tim, but I remember she said, well, I'll just go home and lick my wounds, and I don't even know if I'll be back for Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm like, well, whatever.
Okay, bye.
Whatever.
Bye, Felicia. Well, back then it would have been probably by Debbie.
But it wasn't that easy.
So how, I mean, I don't think I ever thought about suicide. I mean, I know I wasn't living. I know sometimes I just think I, you know, just the thought of just not living. I mean, it's not the same as wanting suicide. It's not the same as, it's like, God, is it a song? Is it a line out of a movie? No. I'm too busy. I don't know. I'm too afraid to live, and I'm too afraid to die.
I remember my mother, when she would talk about it, said it was like a black hole. And she goes, you know, it's just like, and I've heard other people say that at book club, that, you know what, you're in this hole, and it's just like a vortex, and it just sucks you down, and sucks you down, and sucks you down.
Do you not remember the choice?
Sorry.
Do you think the choices, do you forget to make the choices? Like right now, it doesn't seem like it's that much, it's hard anymore for me to have a good day. If I start my day off right, I'm finding it so much better when I'm doing things right at the beginning of the day. And you know what's even funny that drives me nuts is that it is really funny about that making your bed.
I was going to ask you about that to see if you were still doing that.
Do you know how many times I still make the bed while I'm in bed? I'm not kidding. But you know what pisses me off is when
I did a video of that.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of shuffling. We're shuffling. But then I get out of the shower and it's all messed up. I'm like, what's the point? Because Lexi thinks I made the bed for her.
That's right. Just like Al does.
But I think I choose. It's nice that when I stay in bed. And now sleeping in is what, 8:30 now? That's sleeping in for me. But it's nice to just lay in bed one just because I'm tired, mm-hmm. or oh, it's just a nice morning and I'm cozy and it feels cozy and my dog is by my side and giving me puppy kisses, mm-hmm. and you know, I don't have anything to do today, and then when I do some readings or you know, start on the spiritual side or the mental wellness thing, because my sister, I used to make fun of her because, yeah, we're taking a mental health day. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love to call into work and say, you know what? I'm not coming in today because I feel too damn good. But that was like me today. I came into work, you know, I had my tie. I had my tie on. I'm like, here I come to save the day. Why is it so much better when you go into work when you don't have to go into work? And you choose to come. And you choose to stay however long. And you can be like, nope, I'm not here for that. I'm not here. And over the intercom with the walkie, Tim's not here today, so find someone else. Yeah, I did that once in front of one of the big bosses. I'm like, yeah, I'm not here for that. Thank you.
Did you really?
Thank you. You know, it's the truth. I'm here. I have a mission. There's other members of management. Use them. You can't always use me.
Right.
They've got to pick up the slack.
Well, and the expectation, I think, that we always put on ourselves is when we go in, you know, it's a regular day. Well, it wasn't a regular day. It was your day off, and you looked great, and you had a mission. You fulfilled that mission, Superman.
It's like your mantra. It's like, I do this when I don't care how I look.
Yeah.
And it's so much better.
It is.
When you choose to have a better life, when you choose to do something about it, you choose. If you go to bed after doing and working and trudging that happy road to destiny, when you wake up that next morning, you're still trudging that happy road to destiny. Isn't it so much easier that way?
It is. Because I feel like I've done something. Like tomorrow when I wake up, I'm like, well, I had a good day yesterday. You know what? I did this and this and this and this and this. And, you know, even though I'm not working, it was something, you know? And
you're a busy lady if you're not working.
I am. Which is good for me, Tim. Because, you know, in the past, I would just sit around.
Why do you think it's so different now?
Because of the promises.
What does the promises mean to you?
That we will intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us. Because when I lost my job before, I was fucking baffled. And I didn't do anything. Nothing.
You expected everyone else to bail you. But now, what are you doing?
Putting it out there, asking people, taking the recommendations, the suggestions, actually doing it. Turning it over is the big thing, and not having to think that I have to come up with the outcome.
And what was that other word I said today?
Lowercase? No.
Surrender.
Surrender. Oh, that was it.
Not accepting that my life sucks. Not accepting that, you know, this or I got to do this. That just surrender.
The surrender part of it is. And, you know, I even went in because Chris sent me a text. She said, can I call you? And I didn't get back to her in time to call her. But she said her, you know, ex was diagnosed with colon cancer today. So I said, all right, time to go to church and light some candles.
It's his crisis. That's what he gets for buying that stupid Batmobile.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
We will fondly remember him.
Good one.
You know, I surrender that it's not my crisis.
Yeah, because I could see her.
That's it's a big lesson.
I could see her spinning, and I'm like, oh, baby.
It's not my crisis.
It's not.
And until they choose, until you choose to say, I'm tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. If you're not taking care of you,
No one else is gonna.
No, but it can be exhausting taking care of you.
You're exhausting.